This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We are in season six. We're just getting started. And the last 5 years of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast have been generously presented by Hooters, specific to the original Hooters brand locations. Hooters, of course, was born here in the greater Tampa Bay area, right there on Gulf to Bay in Clearwater. And the original Hooters brand has a new location in the rapidly growing part of Tampa, North Tampa, called Trinity. It is just a little west of the Suncoast Parkway at 16070 State Road 54. This is a big location. And for those of you that like outdoor dining, you know, I visit the closest Hooters to me, and the one we've done a number of fantasy events at is on Hillsborough Avenue, just west of Dale Mabering, just north of Raymond James Stadium. And they have an outdoor patio area, and it's very popular. This new patio at the, what I would call Trinity location, I guess you could also call it Odessa. I guess officially original Hooters calls it Odessa. Wow. It is a great outdoor patio. So huge new location in the original Hooters family here in the greater Tampa Bay area. Shout out to my friend and regular fantasy player in my podcast leagues, Tony Metzler. I haven't talked to Tony in a while, so I got to chase him down. It's that time of year. If you know Tony Metzler, if for whatever reason he doesn't hear my shout out, let him know. I talked about him here on the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, longtime Hooters manager. Tony's been at the Hillsborough store. He's been at the store on 4th Street North in St. Pete. He's been at the Tarpon Springs location early in the pandemic. Then he was moved to the Johns Pass location once they reopened. Tony's had involvement at the location near Madison Square Garden in New York City. Tony is the man. I hope Tony has time to play in one of our podcast leagues this year, which brings me to a lot of the emphasis of these early podcasts is who out there wants to play in one of the fantasy podcast leagues, because I'm committed to having at least two this year. And if the demand is there and the venue space is available, we will go three, maybe more. So ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Email me if you haven't already that you're interested in possibly playing in one of the fantasy podcast leagues this year. And also email me if you've played in a previous year, because I'm just not sure I can reach out to everybody based on sort of how we disconnected and some leagues went on hiatus in 2020. Even though we played, we had the podcast, we had football, I lost touch with some people. So don't assume that, well, Todd knows I want to play. I would rather hear from you. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Full name, whether you've played in a fantasy podcast league or not. And let me know your fantasy experience, independent of whether you've played in one of my podcast leagues, because I always want to get to know you a little bit and know who to put in what league. And it helps me in my planning process for what I want to do with podcast leagues and how many podcast leagues we are going to have. So email me, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. For those of you who are longtime fans of me, you may know that I was friends with Lisa Ann and football friends with her for quite some time. We still occasionally chat, and I follow her on social media as she has really expanded her brand into the fantasy football realm in recent years. And she takes great pride in it. And one of the things that I saw she was offering via social media, many of you probably know what Cameo is. And no, I don't do it. So she was offering via Cameo, she would pick the draft order for your fantasy league. And it just shows she's got very creative ideas and she's just a very cool woman. which brought me to how I choose draft order. I know some leagues do just the random draw. So say you have a 12-team league, and you put 12 names in a hat, and you draw out, this is pick number one, this is pick number two, this is pick number three. I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm just going to tell you how I've always done it, and if it's an idea you never thought of, it still has the randomness, so there's fairness, but it also gives you a choice because some people don't want the number one pick, right? We hear that every year in fantasy, especially in big leagues. If you're in a 12-team league, if you're in a 14-team league or bigger, the number one pick is tough because then you don't pick again for a long time and you watch all these other players go off the board and you feel as though you're at a disadvantage because you wait so long to pick second and then you wait a long time to pick fourth. So what I do, for example, the Foundation League this year, we are going back to 10 teams. We expanded to 12 last year, but I'm going back to 10. It's just a number that I'm comfortable with. I really like, it allows for more flexibility on waivers. It also, based on the way Yahoo structures their leagues, if I do a six-team playoff, it gives me a four-team losers bracket that we call Assmania. Because whoever loses that bracket becomes the ass man for that particular season. And yes, I have the authentic plate. At some point, I'll post it on social media so everybody can see it. So we'll go back to that. So we'll have 10 in our league. So what I do is I pull some playing cards and I pull ace, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And I just go around with the cards facing me. So it's a blind draw. And I'll walk up to you and I'll say, please pick a card. And everyone will do that. I get the last remaining card. So that keeps it fair. So then I'll say, all right, who has the ace? And let's say our friend who plays in the Foundation League, the general manager of West Chase Golf Club, which hosts that draft, Jared raises his hand and says, I have the ace. What I then offer Jared is instead of him automatically getting the first pick, Jared gets to pick his draft position. And actually what Jared tends to do, and it's worked very well for him, he chooses the last slot. So he picks back-to-back every time, and he picks back-to-back first and then second. It's worked very well for him. What's interesting is then I'll go to whoever has card number two. What spot do you want? Often it goes in an order, but it's just interesting to see a little bit. It never goes perfectly in order. Sometimes the person with the ace does want the first pick. Sometimes they want the third or fourth pick. Jared likes that last spot. So he can pick two in a row. It's interesting, but it's just another element where it doesn't lock you in to a spot if you win the draw that you don't want. You know, so that's the way I determine draft order in my leagues, and perhaps it's something that you want to consider for your leagues this year. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters for the fifth straight season. Hooters has a brand new location in the Tampa Bay area, 16070 State Road 54 in Odessa, just a minute west of the Suncoast Parkway. Check it out. Very spacious, wonderful outdoor patio. Thanks to Hooters for their continuing sponsorship. We'll talk to you next time.